This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Moment.
Easy.
What happened today with you and Terrell Austin?
Some young lady passed out or had some kind of heat issues on the sidelines, and she went down, and they're calling for the trainers. I believe she's okay, but about 5 minutes later, Terrell Austin comes over and looks and goes, "Hey, Mark, I thought that was going to be you when I walked over here." I'm like, "What's that supposed to mean?" I think he was calling me out of shape.
Well, didn't you get the cart once and you made a face on the back of the cart that made people think you were in distress?
That was Roundtree. That was me playing the gimmick right there, like I was going to fall off. And here comes the rain out. All this time they've been canceling practice or postponing it. It's just starting to rain right now. But, yeah, that happened a couple years ago, but I wasn't falling off of anything like that. So
that's good to know.
Ricky Walsh is actually in the rain right now. Let's see how his hair.
I was just going to say, how's his hair holding up?
I don't know. It's going to be great.
It's a catastrophe, dude.
Richie saw that 30-yard pass from Rodgers to Austin at practice today and reportedly went erect. Is that true?
Yeah, the problem with that is there's one little issue with that. First of all, it was a good throw. It was a really good throw. I think Aaron Rodgers turned it up a little bit of a notch today, made some a lot better throws. And Calvin Austin made a nice play there. However, T.J. Watt would have sacked him, and T.J. Watt made it known that he would have sacked him if it was a contact drill.
What side was he on, Mark?
He was on the left side at that point. Okay. That's where he came from, and after he threw the touchdown, T.J. did his celebration basically in Aaron Rodgers' face, and nothing malicious or anything like that, just letting it know if this was a real game, Aaron, your butt would have been on the ground. So you have to take those things with a grain of salt. It looked good. It was a nice play. In real game action, it probably does not occur.
We just wanted to know what side, because Broderick Jones is obviously a big discussion point right now. Do you agree with Pony, and ultimately me too, because Pony did convince me of this, that actually Broderick Jones is the most important player on the Steelers this year?
Oh, if he's not one, he's one, two, or three, right? I mean, I think he's the linchpin. That's what I've been calling him, the linchpin of that entire offensive line. Because I like the offensive line. I think they're talented. I think they're going to get better. I think they were not that bad last year. But it can all go downhill really quickly if Broderick Jones does not play. He doesn't have to play all pro caliber football. He doesn't have to play Pro Bowl caliber football. He just has to be a solid tackle. May I say maybe a step ahead of Dan Moore, a Dan Moore-like. I know people don't like the Dan Moore comparisons there, but if he's able to play that, I think the rest of the guys will improve. I mean, Zach Frazier is a stud. We know that. McCormick, I think his ceiling's unlimited. Honestly, I think he's really, really good.
His ceiling's unlimited, which means he could be a Hall of Famer one day. That's what unlimited potential means.
Unlimited. No. Maybe a little bit down, but I could see him being a Pro Bowler. Maybe a better version.
Could he reach David DeCastro status?
No, probably not.
Well, then he does have a ceiling.
The ceiling is below David DeCastro, by definition, which makes him below Alan Faneca.
Well, yes, but when you say unlimited ceiling, you like leave open the possibility he could be great.
Could he be as good as Ramon Foster?
That's what I'm saying there. Ramon Foster, and I love Ramon. I thought he was very good. Maybe a click ahead of that. So quit taking all these words I say literally. Unlimited was just a fancy word of saying he's going to be good.
You are also the biggest Troy Fautanu backer, I think, that there is, Mark. And here's why I have a hard time with that. I didn't think he had a very good preseason game before he got hurt. He came back and played one game. I hear people talking about him like he is, pony name for me, the best right tackle you can
think
of.
Lane Johnson.
Lane Johnson, thank you. I think I need to see a hell of a lot more before I even start to feel remotely good or confident in Troy Fautanu, because I don't have much of a body of work to go on here. But Mark, you and other people talk about this guy like he's already an established stud. Put him in ink. Don't worry about him. He's going to lock that side down.
Yeah, you know, he missed some early practice last year, but even so, they were pretty much willing to give him that right tackle spot over Broderick Jones. That's how quick of a learner he was. And he was a little bit ahead of Broderick Jones with his college resume. But the guy is different than Broderick Jones, and I'm not going to try to rip on Broderick here.
Well, it sounds like you might be about to do exactly that.
Yeah, I am. Probably are. I mean, Fautanu is a very smart individual. He's a very dedicated individual, and I think he has a ton of talent and a ton of experience at a high-level college right now. And for him to see what he did in such a limited action last year, sure, we're taking a leap of faith here and saying he's going to be the next star. But I think he has the potential to be a really, really good player this year. That's the last of my worries on the offensive line. My bigger worry, obviously, Broderick's number one. Number two may be the
depth.
Health of Sam Hall.
Oh, honestly. Okay. Yeah, well, give me more on that then. Depth. Give me more on that.
Just, I mean, it seems like he's always nicked up. You know, I don't know how nicked up he is, soft tissue, but he's a guy that's in his 30s now. So I would be more worried about him playing 17 games rather than, you know, anything else right now. The depth is what it is. Look across the league. The depth is honestly, nobody has depth. Because if you had quality depth, guess what? He's playing on another team somewhere as a starter. The only way you get depth along the offensive line in the NFL is you draft one and you develop them.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I mean, look at your Trey Essex and Doug Legerskis and guys like that. I mean, they were good depth players.
Drafted him and develop him. Okay. Drafted him, developed him. I'm talking about guys like Spencer Anderson. I'm talking about guys like Ryan McCollum. I don't think they drafted him. Those are guys that you have to rely on. You can't.
Well, how
have
about Herbig before he got hurt? That was good depth.
Another one, but he was a seventh round pick? He was a late pick. They liked him as well. I'm not quite sure why they got rid of him, to be honest with you. He would have been a nice swing guy, but he was a little bit older than Spencer Anderson and could have did the same thing. So what I'm saying is I don't think you can just look at the offensive line and just say they haven't done their due diligence. There's just nothing out there, man. And who would want to come to a place, if you think you're good, to be a swing tackle? I mean, there's no Jesse Davises around, you know, those guys from a couple of years. Those are the guys you get. You're hoping to get the Legerskis, the Spencer Andersons, and they were probably pretty lucky to get a guy like Calvin Anderson, who played his share of snaps in Denver as well. So you're
why
just
are
not
there so
to cover
few,
all their bases.
Mark, why are there so few good depth guys? Because I think you've beaten this drum before, that this is a long-running trend in the NFL where the sheer number of capable offensive linemen is continuing to dwindle.
College. I mean, what are they asked to do in college? Go left or go right? I mean, break it down to the basics there. They're not asked to do a lot. There's no pro style for the most part. I guess unless you're in Iowa.
Well, you would think that there would be a run on Iowa linemen every single year, basically.
Yeah, but I don't know how much those guys really want to play that type of position anymore either. You know, they like to be the athletic running type of guys. And I just think it's just a total difference between the college and pro game. Is that's where it comes from, and I think that's the simplest answer.
Mark,
there
let
is.
Me ask you one more about their line before we transition to some of the other stuff from practice today. If Jones were to struggle at some point in the season, could you see them moving Fautanu to left tackle where he played in college and put Jones back at right tackle? Could you see that?
Nah, I think there would be more of a bench if it gets to that point rather than just swishing him back right there.
So who would go into left tackle then?
Probably Calvin Anderson.
Okay.
At this point right now, I wouldn't think that they would do that at all.
So you don't think there's a chance Fautanu becomes their left tackle of the future at any point?
Well, I guess he could. Now you think about it, if this is Broderick Jones' money year, as I like to call it, if you don't perform this year, you're not getting picked up next year, or you're going to be a free agent.
Yeah.
You're probably going to be gone. You're not going to pick up
What's their biggest issue with Jones? Is it basically that he's not been like enough of a true professional athlete off the field?
I've heard his technique is horrendous.
Like,
from
what's
people
the
that
deal
actually
here?
cracked that watch the tape and no line play.
Yeah, technique. It's between the years as well. I'll give you a heads up. I think Tomlin is coming in right now. So
all right, we'll let you run.
Let me see. I don't know. Let me see. I'm not sure. Yes, it is. There he is.
All right, we'll see you, Mark. We'll talk in a little bit.
Thanks.
Goodbye. Mark Cabal.
So technique bad.
Yes.
Which I would think is hand in hand with does not go.
I'll read you a
does
tweet.
Not take his craft as seriously as he should.
I'm not going to say who this person is, but
a tweet. Somebody sent this to you publicly?
A text, not a tweet. My bad. A text from was texting back and forth with a former NFL offensive lineman, and I said, "Do you see any hope for Broderick Jones?" His response: none. You can't be that lazy and inconsistent with your technique and have success at that level.
So this person also thinks he cannot change, i.e., will always be this player, laziness-wise.
I've had multiple people tell me that.
That they don't think he has any prayer?
Yeah. But I mean, it's here's the thing
It's weird, though, to hear a guy get buried to that degree when he has barely been allowed to play his position,
so
which makes me think it's personal.
Well, my issue is, people that have actually watched his tape who play offensive line rip the guy. But I, who have no offensive line experience whatsoever, come back to what you just said. I want to make excuses for him. He shouldn't have been jerked around the way that he was. He shouldn't have been put at right tackle. I want to hold out hope for him because I feel like it's not all his fault.
Batko just wrote something, I guess, in the PG that said, so far. Now, I remember when Jones was lighter, when we saw him at minicamp, people said it was so he could get heavier as the season went on.
He said that,
Batko wrote that he has so far kept the weight that he lost off, that he still looks slimmer. Hmm. Now, does that mean he plans on getting heavier throughout camp?
I think he meant throughout the entire season.
Well, I know, but like, I don't know, if you're slimmer and maybe it helps you, why would you want to bulk up again? I guess if you're a tackle, you got to be a certain level of bulky. You can't be 280 out there in the NFL.
Jeff Hardings was at Steelers practice today. Steelers posted a picture. Another guy that when you get done playing, all of a sudden you turn into a normal looking guy. Offensive linemen have that happen to them.
Fanica is going to be the gold standard.
Pouncey
of that,
is one of those.
Well, Pouncey is like probably 215 now. He always, though, looked like a guy that was trying to keep bulk on. Like, Pouncey never looked like a guy that was going to be blowing up after his playing career. Hardings looks like he's maybe, 205?
Villanueva looks like a normal dude. Donnie, have you seen pictures of him lately?
I mean, he's 6'9".
No, but I mean, looks thin.
Is.
Looks
where,
bean
where
pole
are
thin.
There, where
a ton
are there
of those guys of end up like that.
DeCastro, I heard, has lost a ton of weight. They look like regular guys. You know who does? Stark still looks the same.
But Max is like a massive human being at all.
Well, these other guys we're talking about were mostly massive human beings.
Those guys, though, like they'll tell you that it was actually work for them to keep that weight on. Like, I think Hoke has told stories before where
waking up in the middle of the night to eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, things like that.
Oh, no, not the jelly, though. He would only eat, like, the peanut butter. Yeah,
Hoke. I'm actually on his side there.
Really?
What? You're anti-jelly.
I mean, I'll have it on
you
there.
Take it or leave it?
Yeah.
Well, I think he didn't do it because of the sugar involved, maybe.
I think peanut butter's the main attraction.
Here's a great sandwich. Peanut butter sandwich, if you toast it, also good, and chocolate milk to cut the peanut butter richness. I mean, that you want to put weight on, brother. Let's talk about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Fan wants to support the Pittsburgh Public Schools and their students who are gearing up for another school year with the PPS Backpack Drive, presented by Target Freight Management. You can support by purchasing backpacks or dropping the one off at a location near you, including Piata Italian Street Food in Robinson. We've been there before, and great place. Also, the Northway Mall location. For details, go to 937thefan.com to drop off your donation. Brought to you by GBU Life Insurance, annuities, and member benefits since 1892. At 4:15, time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. All right, we'll get back into it with Kabali. You'll hear Mike Tomlin later on the show. He has thoughts on the Steelers pickup. Chuck Clark was with the Jets last year. Before that was a Raven. Started a number of games against the Steelers. The scouting report on him from New York that I'm hearing is there last year. He was a Jag. He was just a guy. But that was pretty much the entire Jets defense outside of Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner. It was a horrible year for everybody in New York for the most part, including Aaron Rodgers. And so Chuck Clark did not differentiate himself at all in that way. Oh, we have Mark back. Okay, cool. Hey, Mark.
Pretty quick remarks from old Mike.
Mark, perfect timing. We'll have you. Look at that hat.
It looks like Grandmaster Sexy's hat from the old Too Cool Tag Team. What are you doing? You going to come out with Rikishi next and do a dance?
I've been called Gilligan from Gilligan's Island.
Is that a red and yellow hat?
It was Pro Bowl 2017. Oh. The Steelers coaching staff was coaching that game. They had about seven or eight Steelers, so they had a lot of extra garb, and they tossed me a bucket hat. So on days like today, we pull out the bucket hat.
Well, Malsy doesn't like it because it's red and yellow, and he despises Hulk Hogan and said as much on the day the man died.
That's what it said. Here's your buddy Mike DeFabo. I heard you and Pony are good buddies.
We are buddies.
All right, cool.
All right.
What do
cool.
they think of your bucket hat?
What's that?
What do they think of your bucket hat?
Malsy doesn't like. He doesn't like my bucket hat because Malsy doesn't like Hulk Hogan.
You gotta cut the sleeves off that shirt.
Don't worry about
it. Okay, are we?
All right, well, let's go. He left.
Got to cut the sleeve. Yeah, your son said he wants to hit me with a baseball bat because of my dislike of Hulk Hogan, huh?
deservingly so, too, man. You can't be.
Tell him you're well
casting. You cannot be talking about.
You know what? Can DeFabo get a pair of headphones? Is he going to participate in this interview, too? There's room. We'll get a quad box here if DeFabo wants to jump in.
He went to the bathroom. He went to the commode. But, yeah, he was not happy with you. Apparently, they were listening to it. I don't know where they were going.
Yeah, I said Hulk Hogan's a bad guy, which he is, or was, because now he's not here anymore.
And Wyatt Cabali said he was going to grab that aluminum slugger bat that his dad used to hit 19 Little League home runs, and he was going to beat you over the head with it.
Yes, he was, because he says Hulk's not a bad guy. That guy's a bad guy. So how about that one?
Did you name him after American? Did you name him after Bray Wyatt?
No, his middle name is Austin, so how about that?
Named after Terrell, I'm assuming.
Not after Cabali's run-ins with Terrell Austin today. What is your take on the Chuck Clark signing, Mark?
Well, Mike Tomlin just talked about him, and basically he's familiar with him, like the way he did his work in Baltimore. So I wouldn't consider him a guy that's going to come in and start.
Can he beat out Thornhill?
I don't even know if that's an option right now.
What do you mean by that?
I think we're looking at it a different way here. I just don't know how much you're going to use free safety, to be honest with you. I think Jalen Ramsey is going to play in a multitude of positions to, if he needs to jump back into free safety spot it from time to time, they're going to allow that, especially in the sub-package defenses. I think the time you'll see him in there, Thornhill, is when there's a lot of three wide receivers, base defense. You want to prevent the deep ball over the top. So I think we might be just viewing it a little bit differently because we have a certain way that we think about free safeties. I think they're thinking outside the box a little bit here. So Marcus, I'm not saying Thornhill is not going to play, but I don't think he's going to play as much as, say, Minka and or Elliott did last year at that position.
Okay, so let me try to figure out if I'm pulling at the thread correctly here and interpreting this. Are they looking at this more broadly, like, hey, our top four defensive backs on this team overall are Darius Slay, Joey Porter Jr., Jalen Ramsey, and Deshaun Elliott? Is like that how they're actually looking at this?
Yes, Tomlin said that.
Like, and they're just going to kind of rotate that around and just figure out how they want that to look then, and it's going to be positionless football back there.
What it looks like is going to be Porter and Slay on the outside and Ramsey going where he needs to go. You know, if he needs to man up and travel with Jamar Chase, so be it. If he needs to play the slot, so be it. If he needs to shift back to safety, so be it. He's like the ultimate chess piece. He's sort of
so if Jamar Chase lines up outside, just humor me for a minute, and then what happens to either Porter or Slay in that situation?
We have not seen that yet. I'm not 100% sure how to answer that question right now. Maybe that is where Beanie Bishop and or
Brandon Echols
it comes in at the point right now, but we haven't really seen that yet. But right now, the thought is those top three guys are going to be on the field at all time. It's up to the defense coaching staff to put them in position to make sure they're on the field at all time, because they feel that those are, maybe arguably the best trio in the NFL. I mean, those are my words, not his. But.
What sticks out about Ramsey through the first 2 days of practice, Mark?
He's still got it, man. He's still a star. Let me take my head off here. Oh, jeez.
Sorry.
The great Angela wants my pass, and she's killing me here.
No. As long as you're not on air.
He is on air, Angela.
Angela, hi. He's very much on air. Thank you.
I was trying to provide concierge service.
Yeah.
Well, at least at least she seems to have her heart in the right place, unlike DeFabo, who was just in here trying to submarine me.
What was I asking now?
How has Ramsey looked in practice?
You said he's still got it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think you look at his age at 30 and think that he's lost anything. I think he's might be just better because I think he could play the multitude of positions. That's what he wants. He wants to play that three position, four position. He wants to blitz off the corner right now. And I think he's still very, very talented. So that's why when that option of being able to trade for him came up, they pretty much said, whatever you want. I mean, if it's Minka, it's Minka, because this guy is still an elite cornerback in this league, and you can see it. I mean, normally you don't see guys that can play that many positions at that high of a level And we haven't even really seen him so far yet, just straight up man coverage, press man, follow a guy around yet. And that's just arguably his best attribute. So I don't see anything negative about the Jalen Ramsey acquisition. Now, get him for cheap, you dump a high salary that you're probably going to dump next year anyways, and they love him. I mean, Mike Tomlin's probably still 10 feet away from me, but he is, but he absolutely adores him.
Do you like him more than Minkah? Because we heard that Minkah was basically the extension of Mike's will on the field, and clearly that relationship didn't sour maybe personally, but professionally their opinion of Minkah did.
Yeah, I mean, I think they realize, and I think maybe you're the one that always was on this bandwagon, Malzie, is safety is just not a position of need. Were you a linebacker type of guy? I can't remember.
He says that
no,
both.
I say it about safety and inside off-ball backer, that it's generally not a position of high value anymore.
I think that they've realized, maybe not realized that, because Minkah was at a different level when he was really, really good. So, but I think the Ramsey part of it just adds a different layer to what Minkah can do. And I think, do you really need a free safety other than prevent something over the top on certain situations? I'd rather much have a guy that can play multitude of positions. And if somebody shifts, I can go with him. I'm not out of position. You know, I'm not having matchup issues because my guy can't play X, Y, and Z. They want to play man coverage. They want, and that's why I said TJ Watt might get 20 sacks this year, because they're going to do press man. They're
I believe he dropped Mike. I think you said on Twitter he's going to lead the league in sacks this season. You're very emphatic.
I'm telling you,
about
this
it.
Is why, because they're going to press man. Those easy balls that they get away from the sacks will be gone. You know, the dump offs, the just get rid of the ball type of situation, because they're in zone so much that allows those edge rushers just to, you know, go get some. And we saw it today. I mean, Aaron Rodgers might have thrown that 40-yard touchdown pass to Calvin Austin, but TJ Watt was right in his face. I think you're going to see a lot of that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
With Pat McAfee, Steelers insider, Mark Cabali. By the way, McAfee will be at Steelers training camp Wednesday of next week. Mark will be featured prominently on that program. Looking forward to that. Mark, the Roman Wilson buzz from minicamp, has it carried over into training camp these first 2 days?
Well, today was pretty abbreviated, so they cut it short by 20, 25 minutes. They still had a couple team periods. I really haven't noticed him much at all. They're doing a lot of installing stuff now, so they're a lot of underneath stuff, quick stuff, screen stuff early in camp here, so he's that's not really what Roman Wilson does, so you really haven't seen much of him or any of the receivers. I just don't think they've had enough field time yet to make any determination. He did look great in the offseason, in the spring, but it doesn't really matter when you get here. But at least Calvin Wasson made a play, so that's a step in the right direction right now. But I really haven't noticed Roman Wilson that much.
I mean, how much do you think, like, if I give you three options for how you think they view their passing game and their receiving targets specifically, Mark, what do you think is the most likely? That they just really like Wilson Austin as kind of running buddies with Metcalf. That's option one, what they've got. Option two, they're going to go out and find a more appropriate wide receiver two that might be out there or might get cut, as unlikely as that seems. Or option three, it's really Metcalf, the two tight ends that they have now, and then Austin and Wilson, and they're going to make more of a tight end-oriented passing offense.
Well, the tight ends are going to be prominently displayed. I mean, that's not all just talk. You saw that the first 2 days of practice. These guys are going to be involved heavily in this offense. I know Jonnu has not practiced yet, but guys like Washington, even J.J. Galbraith, have stepped in, and you could tell that a lot of stuff is dictated on what they do. So they like the tight ends. He's going to get those guys involved as well. I think they're just going to wait and see. What did Omar say 2 weeks ago? People like criticize us for being patient, but we think patience is our best virtue. I think that's how they're looking at the wide receiver right now, even though patience wasn't a very good virtue last year with Ayuk could come back and bit him in the butt. But I think they're going to see what these guys can do if Calvin Austin can be that legit two. And you don't need legit two numbers.
Does this have the Mark Cabali stamp of approval? Do you trust in their plan right now, or are you snake bitten by what happened last year?
I mean, everything they've done so far in the way of planning and developing the team seems to make sense. So I don't know if I can sit here and say that he's making a mistake by not going out and getting somebody. I mean, the Amari Cooper stuff, his name hasn't been linked to anything, and that just makes me wonder if he even wants to play anymore, right? I mean, that's what it looks like. That's what it screams to me. I haven't heard anything like that, but you would think that he would at least get a sniff or his name would be mentioned somewhere. If they wanted Gabe Davis, they would have had Gabe Davis already. So I don't think that's an option.
And I heard he looked terrible. He invited himself to their facility. He looked kind of bigger than they thought, and he didn't really move that great, Mark.
It was sort of, okay, come visit. Come on. And that was about it. I mean, I don't think they're worried about the knee injury that he suffered last year. So I think they're willing to wait it out and see what Calvin Austin does, see what Roman Wilson does. And if you got to go that free agency route, then what are you going to get? Really? Let's think about it. If somebody else is cutting the wide receiver,
that's what I mean. Like
is he going to be better than Calvin Austin?
No one cuts guys at that position because it's so important. But they've treated it like, nope, we traded for Metcalf. We've got this guy who's functionally a rookie, and the other guy is a slot receiver. We're good to go.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know what's happening behind closed doors. I'm sure they're trying something.
Do you think they tried for Tyreek Hill? He looks miserable right now in Miami. He looks like he's dying to get out of there, and Tua didn't exactly try to paint it with a pretty picture or brush.
Well, I mean, Tyreek takes shots at Tua every chance he can get, so I can understand why Tua's not very happy with him. But, I mean, one thing that has been noticeable and has been brought up, you know, pretty much behind closed door is the eradication of some of the problem childs over the last couple of years. Of course, I don't know Tyreek Hill. and you just go off of what you hear, that they would they really want to bring him in to stir up the pot?
I mean, they brought Ramsey in.
Yeah, Ramsey's not exactly a shrinking violet here.
True, but Ramsey seems to be – he came across to me as more a very humble guy, unless – you know,
you'll forgive me. Well, Mark, you're going to forgive the cynicism here if we're talking about a very hot, maybe like a very proud veteran coming in here and saying it's just going to work because Mike gets the best out of these guys. When we've seen this movie before where sometimes it blows up spectacularly and what they think they're getting into isn't what they're actually getting into.
Yeah, I mean, that's always an option there is. I mean, Ramsey's doing everything, saying everything the right thing right now, but you know what happens week eight when something happens, and all
what happens in week four if he doesn't like the way he's being used? What happens if he doesn't like the way he's being used a month into the season? Like I'm not wishing for that. I don't hope that happens, but you have to acknowledge it's possible.
It's possible, but how Mike Tomlin grins around every time he sees him and every time his name's mentioned. I'm pretty much, I think that Jalen Ramsey is going to be able to do what Jalen Ramsey wants to do. And then I mean that is to play multiple positions. That's what he always wanted to do. So I don't think they'll back off of that anywhere. But, yeah, I guess you're running a risk to some point here. But as for Tyreek, I mean, I don't know if I would want to bring him in here at this point. You got a pretty clean locker room right now, I think. Deshaun Elliott can get hyper at times, but it's a – good hyper. Juan Thornhill, who knows? I mean, it doesn't matter.
Hey, speaking of their locker room, let me go back to where we started here. Do they feel that one of the things that might help Broderick Jones, because I know one of the issues, yes, it's technique, but also it's like overall professionalism, like not being so, I guess, he almost like struck me as like too happy-go-lucky, I think, more than a malcontent. Do they hope that having Sayamalu next to him, like the ultimate stoic, terrifying professional, helps him come along in that way?
I think by default, maybe. I mean, but I think Sayamalu does that. Everything you hear about Sayamalu is he does speak up. I mean, Pat Meyer sometimes can't get through to some of these guys, and he says, Isaac, tell him what I mean. And Isaac lays it out, like, this is what I need you to do. And so I don't think that just moving positions would change that whatsoever. I think the issue with Broderick has been his consistency and his ability to continue to pay attention for a 70-snap performance.
Mark, it seems like it's a little bit of a problem that the offensive line coach outsources getting the message across to a veteran player because he sometimes struggles to get these guys to hear what he's
saying.
There's
a different type of player here, man. This is Isaac Sayamalu. When you walk by him, you say, sir, and
I understand that, but if the
you
coach
act like you're afraid of him, like he's going to ninja kick you.
Absolutely, I'm afraid of him.
If somebody said Mike Tomlin can't get through to so and so he asks player X, Y, or Z to do it for him, I would say, that seems like it's part of the job description of being a really good coach is getting through to the player.
No, I mean, I don't want to take it out of context. I think it's just be able to put it in. It's just maybe the age gap. I don't know. But Sam Wall has been there, done that, has a ring, is a veteran of 8-10 years in the league. Sometimes that voice resonates more than the 60-year-old coach as well. But that's just not the offensive line coach. That probably goes throughout all coaches, right? I mean, if you're looking at Zach Azzone, the wide receiver coach, some of them are probably like, what am I listening to you for? You're 25. You're 30 years old. So I think that works both ways right there. But Sayamalu has that aura around him where he doesn't have to say much, but you better believe they're listening to him. So I think anybody else, he probably wouldn't defer to at times, but Sayamalu is just a different cat.
Let's go back to quarterback. You said that Aaron Rodgers turned it up a notch. How have the other guys looked? Mason Rudolph, Will Howard.
Well, Mason Rudolph looked really good yesterday. Today, limited snaps, of course, because it was abbreviated. He did. It was kind of surprising. Underthrew a receiver down the field. One of the few deep throws of past 2 days. But Will Howard, he doesn't get enough reps to be able to get a good grasp on what he's doing.
Batco
right now.
Says he already looks better than Pickett ever did. What is he talking about?
Pickett didn't get much opportunity that rookie mini camp, rookie training camp.
A sixth round pick is getting more opportunity than the first round pick did a couple of years ago?
I can't remember. What was the pecking order? Trubisky? Rudolph Pickett?
Pickett jumped him two practices in.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, maybe the first one. I mean, Howard, once again, I keep saying that, man. I don't know why everybody's in such a hurry to get him on the field. The guy has a golden ticket in front of him. It's Aaron Rodgers, man. He can sit back and wait and learn things that you probably couldn't learn for any quarterback coach in the league. Why are you such worried about getting him in there right now? I'm more happy to give him that opportunity next year. Give him what they didn't give Mason Rudolph, coaching his rookie year, you know, and give him that opportunity to really compete next year. But Rodgers, I think Rodgers might have completed 7 of his first 8 passes, and one of them was a drop by Freiermuth. These are short passes. These are intermediate curled stuff like that. But he was more on target today and threw the ball a lot more. I think they're just ramping him up. They're not giving him a ton of throws as we see tomorrow and the next day. I can see that being more down the field type of stuff. But he definitely looked better today than he did yesterday.
Are you one of these guys who's observing these practices and saying, oh my God, Caleb Johnson looks like the second coming of Franco Harris? We have some of your other insiders saying you feel a breeze when he runs by. He's moving so fast.
No breeze.
He's breathtakingly burstful. We're seeing things like that.
I would like to know who said that.
Farabaugh said there was a noticeable burst.
I thought that was Kozora who said noticeable burst.
Yeah, we had noticeable burst, right. That was Kozora, right.
Well, if he says it, it must be true. But no, honestly, what you do notice, and you saw Najee for 4 years, is, you know, he pretty much plotted his way through the line of scrimmage, you know, looking for his holes and whatnot. Johnson goes from 0 to 100 really quick, and that's very noticeable for people. People that saw Najee Harris's 1,000 carries or whatever it is over the past 2 yards are used to him and how he runs the ball. This guy's totally different. Like I said, he can go from, I hate to say it, he could be like a Lamborghini, man. You just punch it and he goes 0 to 100, boom, that quick, and get through that line. And that's what you need with this type of offense. One cut, outside zone, reach blocks. You got to make it quick. You got to be decisive, and you got to hit it quickly. And I think that's why a lot of praise is coming down on him, because it's very noticeable compared to the last.
He was that size and was accelerating like a Lamborghini pony. Don't you wonder why he wouldn't have been picked right around Ashton Jeanty and Omarion Hampton then?
Well, he had a bad 40 time.
But apparently that's just because they weren't letting the Lamborghini really out on the open road.
Should I have said Bugatti?
I don't know. Good, say you said Bugatti and not another word that sounds like that we've had issues with.
Vinny and Cook, huh?
Yes.
I just looked that up the other day, and I was sending it to people, and people are like, you tell me you never heard that? No, but sometimes I just need to hear it again.
Mark, we learned yesterday that DK Metcalf and Aaron Rodgers share a bathroom. Also learned that there is someone who works at the station who, when he was rooming with someone else, that someone else would go shower.
No. That someone else would be showering, and that this person who works at the station would just walk in and take a dump and talk to him like it was no big thing.
While the person was showering. Have you ever done something like that before?
Was this T-Bone?
No,
T-Bird?
No. We're not going to reveal who the person is.
I'm trying to deduce this here.
You won't come up with it.
No, that's freaky.
Okay.
That's freaky. That's absolutely freaky. You don't, unless it's Paul Alexander, it could have been, right? He works at the station.
What a stray for him to catch. What the hell was that? It's not him for the record. It's not somebody you would know, but the person would just go in there and sit on the commode and do his business and have a completely, what he thought was a completely normal conversation about sports. Like, would just throw out a casual sports opinion.
Yeah, that's not right. When we stayed up here in the dorms, we had like an 8-room pod, and everybody had to use the same bathrooms, and there was literally 4 bathrooms. And
who was the messiest
showers.
Guy? Who was the grossest?
Oh, Mike Byers. Mike Byers would always pee all over the floor, I think.
What?
But there. But here's
Is
the thing.
Is that like a Beaver County thing?
There was a handicap. There was a handicap stall that was designated for number two, and you could not break that. You had to go into that because the potential of other people urinating on the floor. It was kind of disgusting, but we had a separate two bathroom. So
gotcha. All right, Mark. Thank you for that important information. We'll talk again next Friday.
Oh, you asked.
I didn't know.
We did. We sometimes ask questions and you don't know where the answer is going, and this qualifies.
I'm not blaming you for that. All right, we'll talk next week.
Yeah, by the way, real quick. What did Crowley do the other day that got him in trouble? I heard you talking about.
Oh yeah, we never got to that topic.
Maybe we'll do it in the hodgepodge. You'll have to listen, like all of our listeners will.
Thank you, Mark. Goodbye.
Bye.
There you go, Mark Cabali with his bucket hat on from the Pro Bowl.
He looked like kind of like a DJ. Who should like Skrillex or something doing like house music over there? He's about to, do a session on the turntables with that hat on.
He looked like Danny DeVito in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. He looked like a guy that was just kind of.
He looked ridiculous.
He did.
Also, the color was all washed out, so it all kind of looked like the same color. You got Angela in there, like, getting his lanyard. You got DeFabo.
Angela from the Steelers.
From the Steelers. She was trying to do something nice. You got DeFabo just coming in there. You know, he was on with Donnie last night. I guess he wanted a return appearance on the station, right, Don? Mm. I don't know.
All right.
What are we doing here?
Mike Tomlin, you're going to hear him coming up in our next segment. His thoughts. What's going on with Jonnu Smith? He was practically gushing when it came to one important aspect of Steelers practice today. We'll tell you what that was. By the way, this is really cool what's happening in Milwaukee right now. They're playing a baseball game at 3:47 local time in Milwaukee on a Friday, which never happens. Because after this game, they're having a Brewers alumni home run derby. And that's why they're doing this early. So all the fans there are going to watch a home run derby with Ryan Braun. Niger Morgan is in it. Carlos Gomez.
Braun get any delivery couriers fired for anything before this one?
Jeff Jenkins. Jeremy Burnitz. Ricky Weeks.
Prince?
Yovani Gallardo is in it.
Dude, he was an awesome hitting pitcher.
No Prince Fielder?
He's in it too, yeah. I kind of buried the
lead.
Well,
you know,
he's
Cookie.
Like the headliner.
Oh, Gallardo's going to be the pick. You got to get Gallardo money.
How about this name? A blast from the past. You have to be...
Robin Yount.
No, he's like 70-something. You have to be a really hardcore Pirates fan to remember this guy. Keon Broxton.
I remember
in the home run derby.
Man, he had a cup of coffee.
With the Buccos.
Yep.
I love those. You know what? Well, since you
Keon
brought it up.
Keon Broxton in the derby.
Donnie, have you ever seen those clips of like, who's the one dude? He was at this point like 76 years old. He played in like the 20s and 30s or whatever it was, hitting an old-timer's home run off of like... I forget who it is. He was literally, it was like hobbling around the bases at RFK Stadium. The fence was probably still 300 feet, and he just popped one, dude, in one of those old games.
I think it was
games.
Before the 1985 All-Star game.
You know who
game?
I'm talking about? You know the video I'm talking about?
I do. I think I do.
God, who's the, he was an infielder.
Luis Aparicio.
No. It was just like, not a Latin player. God, it's going to drive me nuts, and I'm going to think of it during the break, He's wobbling around the bases, but he puts bat to ball. He could teach the Pirates a thing or two if he wasn't dead.
They should have gotten Carlos Lee.
El Caballo.
El Caballo, you're right. I don't know what happened there. They dropped the ball.
He was a big horse.
I think Richie Sexson's in it.
El Caballo, pretty good nickname for a player.
Yeah, I like that nickname.
Eric Thames, remember him?
Oh, that dude was jacked up.
Wait, I thought Mark...
He looked like he was playing in 1999.
He was very yoked up.
Two other former Pirates.
Did they ever have, Russell Branyon ever come through for the
Brewers?
He's
not in the, yeah, he was, but he's not in this. Corey Hart, former Bucco.
Wear my sunglasses at night.
Casey McGee.
Oh, I love McGee.
Former Bucco in this. Also,
Luke Appling was the guy in the old timers game. Thank
Chris
you.
Carter.
All he does is catch
Gazette
touchdowns.
Reporter.
How many Chris Carters are there out there?
Remember the big dude common. They had a big guy named Chris Carter back in the day.
Is he like first base?
Yes.
Just thinking if there's any other random, hilarious Brewers that could be. Is Carlos Gomez, or is he still
playing?
Yes,
I already said that.
Oh, you said him? Okay.
Junior Spivey?
Holy crap, Don.
Junior Spivey Jr.
Wouldn't that make him Junior Spivey the third?
I get it. Good one, Malzie.
Dan Spivey. Remember, he was one of the skyscrapers in WCW, Donnie. Do you know who he was a skyscraper tag team member with?
You guys are so
bad. Oh, you got me on this one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.